I really bonded with the music teacher at my school, who was my father's age, and he rode a motorcycle, and he had somewhat long hair. Mr. Edie, E-D-I-E, had been a trumpet player in the Army band. He was the district-wide music teacher for three elementary schools and a junior high. Edie started a bunch of us on instruments when we were in third grade. We couldn't afford to buy an instrument, but my dad had a clarinet from when he was a kid. And so that became my instrument. There was no other choice. Edie taught me the clarinet, and then by the time I was in sixth grade, he had a number of clarinet players, and he used me on clarinet in the concert band. And then in jazz band, Edie needed a saxophone section. And he pointed out that the fingerings and one octave of the clarinet mapped perfectly onto the saxophone.
Yeah.
And he had a school tenor. And I don't know how he decided to put me on tenor as opposed to barry or alto, but I was assigned tenor. And I learned to play it. In seventh grade, we had a program in my school district called IEP, for Independent Exploration Program, which was a big thing in the 60s, early 70s. So I did an IEP unit with Edie on music theory and arranging. And I just soaked it up in a way that only a 12-year-old can. I remember part of our training was that he said I would learn more about being an arranger if I would study scores. And so he gave me scores. The jazz band and the concert band, we had scores that had maybe 14 or 16 discrete parts. I knew how to read music. I had a little bit of trouble with bass clef, but he taught me to read scores, and then he said I should conduct once in a while because that would be the way for me to really force my knowledge of the score without some deliverable. So I took home a couple of scores. We got a score to one of my favorite pieces, which was the Nutcracker Suite. And I conducted it at home while listening to Leonard Bernstein's record of it and focused on one line at a time. I listened through repetitively, focusing on one group of instruments, one line, until I learned it. And then I did that for a couple of other pieces, probably L'Arzienne by Bizet. Then we had a concert band arrangement of the Bizet piece, and he let me conduct it a few times. Then he put me in charge of conducting the pep band.
These are peers in band in terms of age.
Yeah, they were peers. Well, some of them were eighth graders.
Yeah, yeah. How did they respond to having you step into that role?
God bless them. It did not. There was no rebellion. There was not a cross word. I mean, there were a couple who were more excited for me, who sort of had the maturity that I lacked to see what a great and unusual opportunity it was. But kids just went along with it. So I was in charge of the pep band, and I would go to pep band rallies. Sometimes he wouldn't go. You know, the pep band was then asked to play for the first mayoral elections in Moraga. And so I remember my mother helped me identify some popular songs that would sort of fit each candidate. And I got the lead sheets for them somehow, and then scored it for the pep band, and then showed it to Mr. Edie, and he'd change a few notes here and there, he'd make some suggestions, but you know, I remember for Eleanor Dickinson, we played Annie, Get Your Gun.
That's good.
And I don't remember what the other pieces were, and so, yeah, I was arranging and conducting then. There was a lot of support and nurturing for me to go into music from the school and the community. I think my father didn't feel one way or another about it. My mother would help me when I asked for help. But I think their views were driven by the views of my grandmother and grandfather, my father's parents, the father being the medical doctor. And they saw music as an unworthy pastime. They saw it as something that the lower classes did, somebody without a college education.